Eleazar was a very noble and courageous man. And one of his motives, you know, to be faithful to the Torah was the example to the young. If I, an old, you know, revered member of the community, collapse like this, what will the young have to go for? Isn't that beautiful? You know? And when you see how many people, you know, on the television, in politics, all over, are corrupting the young, taking from them a real life. We have to pray, and we have to preach. We have to tell people, you know, not scolding, but just holding out. What is life all about? It's amazing. I'm reading right now the autobiography of what's his name? He and his brother. You know who I'm talking about. No, you don't, do you? I'm trying to remember his name. Isn't that funny? I was just looking at that book last night. The book is called America the Beautiful.
Ben Carson,
that's the fellow. And his responsibility, his sense of responsibility for to give an example to the young, it's something we should never forget. And so this is how he died, Eleazar, leaving in his death a model of courage and an unforgettable example of virtue, not only for the young, but for the whole nation. Now the gospel, we've had this recently too. I always, in the Eastern Rite, when you go to bless a house, I just told you this, didn't I?
Yes.
How can we have the gospel again, I wonder? Anyway, the first step is to read this gospel and to say, you know, today salvation has come to this house. That's why when I bless a house, I have all the family come together and commit themselves to one another and repent for sins against one another before we do anything else. And then I read this gospel. And then we do the rest. Now, this is a chance to look and see, where are we? Do we? All of this, you see, by the way, you know, if you go to Jericho, they'll show you a sycamore tree and say, that's the tree Zacchaeus climbed. Well, really not, you know, but it makes the tourists happy, I think. So, he desired to see Jesus. Now, they'd even got that wrong here. He desired to see who Jesus was. No. The text says he desired to see Jesus. And that opens up many possibilities, doesn't it? You might just say, I want to see what he looks like. Yeah, probably. Is that all? No. Something's moving in him more than he knows. So, this wealthy crook climbs up a tree, which is not a very dignified thing to do. And that's important to realize, you know, especially in that culture. A man of great wealth, even if he's a crook, you know, should act like a man of great wealth, not climb a tree. But you see, he's already moved. He desires to see Jesus. So Jesus is walking along and he looks up and he sees him there. Zacchaeus, come on down quickly. I have to stay at your house. Everybody in the town is shocked. This is our number one crook. You know, he's the one who collects the taxes from all of us. So he's not very popular either, you see. That's the one Jesus goes after. Why? Many reasons. One, he's saying, If Zacchaeus can be forgiven, if Zacchaeus' life can change, then there's hope for all of you. Because none of you are perfect. And so he came down and everybody's grumbling. And then Zacchaeus took his stand, it says, and said to the Lord, "Now this is generous." I mean, this is a fellow who's had a real conversion. "Half of my possessions," he was a multimillionaire, "half of my possessions I give to the poor." Bingo, he's got that straight. And if I have extorted anything from anyone, well, you know, that's a rhetorical. It's his job, his fortune comes from extortion. You know, they contract, I think I've explained this out before, right? They buy a contract from the Romans who say, "From this area, we need $32 million. He says, "Great." So he levies $37 million. The other five are for him. And of course, they know he's doing that. So that's why the tax collectors are always, you know, when Jesus is hanging around with tax collectors, it's shocking. Except it gives us all hope. If you'll hang around with tax collectors, he might hang around with me. And so the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost. Let's not stop praying for this poor nation, which is making a total fool of itself. And that the Lord will have mercy.